Chairperson, this statement is aligned to the intervention delivered by the Republic of Indonesia on behalf of the non-aligned movement. My delegation wishes to reiterate South Africa's commitment to the attainment and maintenance of a world free of nuclear weapons. In this context, we are committed to the NPT and its three equally important pillars as the cornerstone of the global nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime, and the framework for international cooperation in sharing the benefits of the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, science, and technology. While the treaty remains an invaluable instrument in contributing to international peace and security, the long-term viability of the treaty cannot be taken for granted. Its successful implementation lies in the hands of its states' parties and the manner in which they fulfill their obligations and responsibilities. While non-proliferation measures have been strengthened, similar concrete progress has not been realized on nuclear disarmament. We believe that efforts to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons should be matched by a concurrent effort to eliminate all nuclear weapons in a transparent, verifiable, and irreversible manner. In South Africa's view, non-compliance with the NPT's disarmament obligations remains the most significant threat to the treaty's integrity and humanity. Chairperson, in order to promote the full implementation of the treaty and ensure that its provisions are indeed realized, the indefinite extension of the NPT at the 1995 Review and Extension Conference was premised on a package of decisions, including the integral element of a strengthened review process. The preparatory committee was envisaged as an essential part of the strengthened review process. As such, a strengthened preparatory committee was tasked to, amongst others, consider substantive issues related to the implementation of the treaty and to make recommendations to the review conference in relation to its specific objectives. Review conferences were tasked to identify the areas in which and the means through which further progress should be sought in the future. Notwithstanding this, there have been challenges in the implementation of the strengthened review process. In South Africa's view, the inability of states parties to reach consensus on an outcome document cannot, however, be fully attributed to shortcomings in the review process. We do recognize that the current process has to date been characterized by a lack of substantive interaction between state parties. This applies to the consideration of reports that have been submitted on the implementation of the provisions of the treaty and on the agreements that had been reached at the 2000 and 2010 review conferences. It similarly also applies to substantive contributions and proposals that were made in this regard. Yet, ultimately, the challenges experienced in the review process have less to do with the structure and the operational aspects of the process than with the lack of commitment by certain state parties to implement their disarmament obligations and commitments. Accordingly, what is required is a systematic approach to reviewing and discussing national reports. While non-proliferation obligations are largely being faithfully adhered to by the non-nuclear weapon states, who are held to account through their safeguards agreement with the IAEA, nuclear weapon states do not have corresponding reporting obligations in relation to disarmament and are not subject to the same level of scrutiny. Apart from the necessary political will to implement the treaty, the challenge of producing a substantive review includes access to information and increased transparency. The reports of state parties must be properly assessed by the PROMs, reporting in a more formalized manner, particularly by the non-nuclear weapon states, on their nuclear weapon capabilities and the implementation of their Article 6 obligations and commitments would enable a more effective review of progress and in so doing, build mutual confidence. The 13 practical steps for nuclear disarmament adopted at the 2000 REVCON and the 64-point action plan of 2010 provide the yardstick for this review. Mr. Chairperson, in conclusion, a standardized reporting template for nuclear weapon states could facilitate the measurement of progress. This template should incorporate the measures taken by each nuclear weapon state towards implementation, including doctrinal aspects and practical measures towards the verifiable and irreversible elimination of nuclear weapons and related facilities, as well as the disposition or permanent removal of fissile materials from weapons programs. I thank you.